Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. We thank the MX Chair for all his efforts and the summary reports submitted, as well as for his presentation today. Let me highlight some points from the report and our discussions during MX1 in August 2021 that are of particular importance to my delegation. Concerning the cooperation database, a number of practical and readily implementable measures have been identified to strengthen this instrument, as reflected in the summary report. One of these is to regroup the similar offers in the database to facilitate the research. We see value in taking proposals in this area forward. In this sense, we are looking forward to the side event on the different databases hosted by France and the EU. In particular, we support the proposal of including offers from intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations in the database. This would produce a useful overview of the offers and demands from all relevant actors. If the Article 7 database is established, we encourage identifying synergies with the Article 10 database. In addition, we need to strengthen the ISU, including with regard to capacity building under Article 10. In our view, also the establishment of an S&T mechanism contributes to diminishing the knowledge gap between states and advancing capacity building under Article 10. We also welcome Working Paper 5 submitted by France that proposes the establishment of an international platform dedicated to biosecurity and biosafety to be used by practitioners and institutions. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.